If there is one thing that the secularists of this world could do to us Christians, it would be to shut us up. Just stop speaking, at least publicly. They know they can't control our thoughts. They can't control what we say in our fellowship. But to shut us up in public, they want to get us out of all public discourse. They don't want the name of Jesus mentioned anywhere or anything about God, and they're perfectly fine bullying people around for this and using the courts and using public opinion and using the institutions of our government to suppress public religious speech. There's a word for speaking publicly and openly and boldly in the New Testament. It's called parousia or parousia, depending on how you want to pronounce it. It's in the Greek New Testament, and it is that word that is translated boldness. When Peter and John spoke to the council, they noticed the boldness of these men. They're willing to speak openly, and they ordered them not to speak openly about Jesus. But listen to what happened when they were let go from that council, ordered not to speak in the name of Jesus, not to speak boldly, openly, publicly, and they let them go, and the apostles went back to the church, and listen what happened. Acts 4, verse 23. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, you are God, which has made heavens and earth and the sea and all that's in them, who by the mouth of your servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord, against his Christ. For of a truth, against your holy child Jesus, whom you have anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together, for to do whatever your hand and your counsel determined afore to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threats, and grant unto your servants that with all boldness we may speak your word by stretching forth your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of your holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. You see, that means that they spoke openly and publicly about Jesus, about salvation, about God. We cannot allow the secularist of this world to shut us up. We must speak in the name of Jesus, not obnoxiously, not so that people will be repelled, but how will they ever know about the goodness of Jesus Christ unless it be spoken to them boldly, without apology? Let's pray. Father, help me to have boldness to speak openly and frankly and unafraid in the name of Jesus. Talk to people about Jesus. Speak of him well in public. Talk about the marvelous grace of God so people will have a knowledge of salvation and they can repent and their sins can be forgiven. I pray, O Lord God, for boldness, parousia, speaking publicly, boldly, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.